Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 5:30. Thanks for joining us here. Hitting midweek, it's great to have you, and we've got a lot coming up on the show today. More of those tickets to check out 21 Pilots. That show is coming up, just announced last week. We are giving those away right around 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. And just announced yesterday, Richard Marx and Rick Springfield coming to town. We've got your tickets, 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. Good morning.
I just saw the cutest picture on Instagram, your photo last night from the volleyball league that you play in.
Yes, we won last night, too. We won both of our games. It was fantastic. We had a great time. We had a good team, and we were really excited. Yeah, we had the late games, though, so I did not get home till very late last night.
Well, the thing that jumped out, too, did Brooklyn play on your team last
night?
Yeah,
my daughter played on our team. We needed another girl, and Jason Feinberg from Fox 5, he kind of has said, he's kind of like the captain of our team, mm-hmm. but he was out last night, and he was not, his back was bothering him, so he did not play. So we got a sub, a male sub, and then he texts me, he's like, hey, we need another girl. Is your daughter available to play? And she loves playing with that team. Like, she absolutely loves it. And so I was like, hey, do you want to play? And I couldn't even get the sentence out of my mouth. She's like, yes. And so we got to play together, and it's so much fun playing with her. She's really good. And everyone was just on last night. We were doing really well, very much vibing together. So it was a lot of fun.
You said you need another female. Is that how it works when it's the co-ed league? You need three guys, three girls. It needs to be an even matchup when it comes to guys and girls?
Yeah, sometimes if a team's really desperate and they can't find another one, it's, you know, overlooked, but those are the technical rules. And then every play on your side, every three hits, one of those hits has to be by a girl. So whether she passes it, sets
it. Oh, no kidding, really?
Yeah, so it can't just be like all guys dominating. So a woman has to hit the ball if it comes over to your side at least once. Now, sometimes you'll get a weird pass, and a guy will pass it, it'll go right back over. Like, that doesn't count. But if it's three hits, a woman has to be part of that, of those three hits.
Are you, when you're playing, are you aware of that? Like, oh, it's been two hits.
Oh, yeah. Someone will shout out, girl,
oh, really?
girl, yeah. They'll yell out. And then it's like, that happened a couple times last night, and two of the guys hit it, and the last hit has to be a girl. And we're like running to try to get the ball if we can't make it in time or something like that.
I just love the fact that Brooklyn stepped in as the ringer, and I have a feeling she just crushed it last night.
That's
awesome.
Who's
that kid over there?
She scored so many aces. Like, an ace is when you serve the ball and they can't return return it. She served so many of those. I was like, dang, keep doing that.
Hey, Feinberg, sit out again with that bad back.
I felt bad. That's what one of the guys said. It's like, hey, Jason, you don't need to come back. We're good. I was like, no, he's amazing. I love him.
Keep him in the coach capacity.
Yeah, no, he's, I hope he's better. So yeah, we had
great.
A lot of fun
good
last night. How was your day yesterday?
You know, I'll have to get into this maybe later on in more details. And I definitely think I need to talk to your husband at some point because Laura, she was due for an upgrade on her phone. The new phone came, and we're supposed to do a trade-in on the old phone, and I dropped her old phone last night, and it cracked. And one of the things, when you fill out the forms for online to send the old phone back in, the first question is, your phone is not cracked, or front or back? I'm like, not cracked, because it wasn't cracked when we ordered the new phone, but now it's cracked, and I don't think I can turn it in, and we don't have the Apple protection, so I don't know if I can get it fixed. It's a whole thing, but that happened to me yesterday. I could not believe it.
There's a lot of places that will just replace those, but I think Apple has a way of knowing if it's been replaced.
I know. It was such a great deal, too. Oh, you turn in your old phone. Send it in. The trade-in value. I'm like, perfect. This is a great deal. Let's do this. Get your new phone that you want. And now the new phone arrives, and the old one is like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, it was just like the perfect storm. It fell on in the kitchen on its back. And I'm looking down. I'm like, okay, the front side is good. And flip it over, and it's the back that's cracked.
You said you broke it?
Like, yes, I dropped
it. What were you doing? Oh, you were just holding it?
Yeah, it came, and I took it out of the case, and I was going to start helping her with the transfer. And it literally just, it was all happened in slow motion. Slides out of my hand, hits the kitchen table, and I had like this split second to grab it in the air, but couldn't. And it just... caseless. It's the ground.
Oh, man. That should have been Laura going in to help. Girl. Grab it.
Scream it. She jumps in and saves it. But yeah, so I need to figure out how to do that at some point today.
I think you're probably out of luck, as they say.
I know.
I think you better cut your losses. I could be wrong. Maybe there's a way that... if you go and fill out that like kind of report on the status of your phone... maybe you can go back and change it. Like, yes, there is a crack or something, just so they can kind of take that into account.
I got to send you the picture. It's a massive, it's more like a shatter. I don't know what it was. It was the perfect storm. And I got to send you to see what it looks like. Because I don't think I can turn it. You can't turn it in with the crack. This is a major crack. So maybe I would get it
replaced. Yeah. Or like fixed, have the screen replaced, and maybe you can put one past them.
Yeah. Get it fixed, send it in and pray.
Yeah.
And pray,
just hope. Hope everything's okay. Who knows? So, well, that stinks. That's always the worst, right? Especially when you were halfway there getting it done.
So close.
Yeah. Well, we are so happy to have you guys join us this morning. Let's get to the show. It is time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Kiss Them for Me by Susie and the Banshees? Kiss them for me. Do you want to hear What It's Like by Everlast? And you really matter what it's like. And you really matter what it's like. Or do you want to hear The Way You Move by Outkast? Your choices. You can get your votes in right now. A couple of ways. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. Do you have an odd home remedy? Maybe something that's been passed down for generations that really works to cure something. A friend's son burned himself, and she used something on it that I had never heard of. And now the burn is gone. We're going to talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And by two votes, The Way You Move by Outkast is the pre-show You Pick 'Em.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show You Pick 'Em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Do you have like an old home remedy, or do you use an item that's typically used for one thing, but you use it to cure or aid in recovery and something else. One of our family friends, her son burned himself on the stove last week, and it was a pretty severe burn. And instead of rushing him to quick care or something like that, she did something that she said that her mom did and her mom did and her mom, and it's just been in their family for a long time. But it's not, she says, this isn't really a secret, because I was like, wow, what a cool secret home remedy. She's like, it's not really a secret. I think a lot of people do it. And I was like, I'm going to ask, because I've never heard of this before. When he burned himself, she ran to the refrigerator, grabbed an egg, cracked it, got rid of the yolk, and just put the egg white all over the burn and just slathered it in egg white. And like 2 days later, burn gone. Completely healed his burn on his hand.
I've never heard that before.
Okay, that's why I was like, is that common knowledge? I've never heard of that.
I've heard butter, but I know it's supposed to take the pain away, but it's bad to use butter. But if it's painful, you put butter on it. I know ice, aloe vera under cold water, but I've never heard you get a burn, throw egg whites on it right away.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
She said the egg white soothes it initially, mm-hmm. and she said 2 days later, you couldn't even tell that he was burned there. And I was like, I am going to have to try that sometime if I ever burn myself.
Hopefully you won't have to try it, but yeah.
Yeah. I know, but that's crazy. Does anyone else have like a really cool home remedy or something that you use for a different purpose that works really well? And if so, what is it? 702-364-9400.
I think this one is out there, but this happened to me over the last time it happened was over Christmas break, and I was at the gym. I'm working out, and I've got a straight bar, and I got a splinter from a metal splinter from the bar at the gym. I'm like, ah, and it started to bleed. And so first I'm starting to freak out. There's a metal splinter inside of me, but whatever. And so I use hydrogen peroxide on it to help pull the piece of metal out. You get a splinter, it's stuck in there, you put hydrogen peroxide, and I've known this little hack before, and I've done it before with just splinters. It pulls this, it lifts the splinter more to the surface, so it's easier to get a pair of tweezers. It doesn't pop it all the way out, but it moves it more close to the surface, so you can get those tweezers and pull that item out.
I'm guessing because of the bubbling of the hydrogen peroxide, that those bubbles probably start pushing stuff out.
Pulls it up to the surface,
yeah.
I think, yeah, but it works, whether regular splinter or metal splinter in your skin, either way, it helps pull it up. Not all the way out, but enough where you can get the tweezers and pop that thing out.
There was one that we've talked about on the show before, and everyone says it works. And I tried it once, and all it did was just make everything smell terrible. Was if you have a cold, you're supposed to put onions. Was it onions in your socks?
It is onions, yes.
Uh-huh. And you put onions in your socks, and it's like supposed to pull the cold out of you from your feet. And you take the onions out, and then someone said they did it with potatoes also. You take the potatoes out or the onions, and they're like black, but then you all of a sudden start to feel better. I tried that once with the onions,
uh-huh.
and it just made our bed smell like onions for 2 weeks. It was such a bad idea. I was like, remind me to never do this again.
And you still had the cold?
Yeah, I was still sick on top of that.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2032.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 6 o'clock. Thanks so much for being here as we get things going this morning. Steph, I was going to ask you, don't you have your first of 72 weddings this weekend? You have like so many weddings to go to this year.
I have my second wedding.
It's your second.
Yeah, I had one in January, and then this weekend is my friend's wedding in San Diego, and my cousin's also in town visiting, so there's a ton of things to do for me in this year. But my cousin's visiting, and she's staying at one of the casinos here in town, and she came to visit me at my house yesterday. So she's talking, and I'm like, how's Vegas treating you? They're on spring break. And she goes, it's great, except one thing happened yesterday. And I'm like, okay, don't tell me. Is it something that I warned you about before coming and visiting? And she goes, it's exactly what happened. So before she even came here, I warned her that there's been a lot of pickpocketers here in Las Vegas. I mean, it's nothing new. There's a lot of theft that, you know, people target tourists for. So I said, when you stay on the strip, please make sure your guard is up. You're keeping aware of your surroundings. And so when she was talking to me last night, she goes, I had a guy follow me when I was walking in the casino. And luckily, she was looking back and she was with her boyfriend and she told her boyfriend, hey, let's go into this store to see if like this guy is really following us. So they go into this store and he eventually walked away. Like he stopped, looked into the store and like kind of debated going in and then finally left. But I that's one of my worst
fears. She thinks that he was going to pickpocket her?
Yeah, or just something, you know, not good.
Yeah.
She had a really bad feeling about it. So I always tell her, and I always tell my friends and family that come to visit, especially those that do stay on the strip or in the casinos, to please be aware of your surroundings, especially because if you look like a tourist, they do target you.
That's, I have to say, I have not heard a bunch of stories of people getting pickpocketed in Vegas. That's one thing I always kind of prided ourselves on. Like it happens in other cities, but not here. But like when you say that and then the fact that she ran into that, I'm like, oh no, have we become a pickpocketing capital?
Oh no, are we?
No, I think so because even
Steph, don't label us that.
I don't want to say that. I'm knocking on wood, but I was pickpocketed in here in Las Vegas.
What?
Before
when?
I moved
no,
here.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Lies.
I hate it here. No, I'm kidding.
How?
Okay, so we were at the club.
You okay.
Okay. My purse was on the side, but also in front of me. But we're so close dancing in the crowd that a guy took my wallet out of my purse. I found out that night that I thought I lost it. Oh no, it dropped on the floor from dancing. No, someone took my wallet and was using my credit cards. I had to cancel everything and it's just horrible.
Maybe it fell out when you were dancing and it fell on the floor and then someone kicked it and got shot to the side of the dance floor and someone picked it up and started using it.
You know what? I like that story better. I like that story better. You know, I'm going to say that's happening.
Someone still had it. They just didn't pick it out of your pockets.
That's something like you have to really be on a high alert for in Europe. There are a ton of pickpocketers. One of our friends, she was pickpocketed. They took her phone. And there's a whole like scam situation in Paris that so many people warned us about, that people will come up to you with like a clipboard and ask you to sign something for like help the deaf children or something. And so you're like, okay. And while you've got the clipboard and pen in your hand, one of their buddies is coming up right behind you and taking. So the second I saw the clipboard people over by the Eiffel Tower, we were there, I go, no, no, in French. I'm like, no, 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 no. And they're like, okay, lady. They stay far away from
you're
me.
Meaner in Paris.
Oh, I am mean.
Hey, there's tickets for you to go see L. King. L. King's going to be here at the Westgate in May. And we've got your tickets coming up when you win Heads Up here in about 10 minutes. And up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, is Billie Eilish popping up and teasing new music? It looks like it. We're going to talk about that coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the Hot Topics
trending. Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Billie Eilish is trending this morning. Buckle up for some new Billie. Seems like that is the direction we're going. And I think people are happy about it. Billboards are popping up all across the world with Billie's famous logo known as her blush symbol. Do you know the Billie?
I don't.
It kind of looks like, you know, in the crosswalk when it's do not cross and you see like the guy standing there like stopped in red. Well, it's like that, but it's like one arm is hanging lower than the other. That's like her symbol,
okay.
The Billie symbol.
I see it right now.
Fans are convinced that she's teasing a new album since she teased her 2021 album the exact same way. There are also a lot of phrases that are appearing with the symbol, which appear to be lyrics. Some of those include, did I cross the line? She's the headlights, I'm the deer. And I try to live in black and white, which actually comes from an unreleased track called True Blue. Here's that song.
I try to live in black and white, but I'm so blue.
And then did I mention her blush symbol has been switched to the color blue?
Oh.
Yeah, everything's turning blue on Billie Eilish's profile. So back in February, she said that her new album is mastered. So it sounds like it's just a matter of time until we get some new music from her.
So give me the backstory on this one. This song, this is the first time I heard it. You said it's unreleased, but True Blue?
Yeah.
She had it for an album, decided not to put it out, and it got leaked? Because this is a great sound.
Yeah, it's really a good song. Yeah, from what I understand, that this track has been out, she's performed it before, but it never really was released on a record or anything like that.
Oh, I'm loving the sound of that song.
Yeah, my favorite Billy song is from like when she just started out, called Ocean Eyes. Like, when I hear that song, I have an emotional reaction to it. Is there a song that will literally make you have an emotional reaction? Like, you can't stop it. Whenever I hear this. I feel it now. I don't know what it is. Something physical happens to me inside, and it's not like I want to cry or anything. I just feel like, wow, I just really appreciate this song.
That's what's so cool about the power of music. How you have emotional attachments to songs, and you hear a song, and within the first note, it instantly takes you back to a different time in your life or reminds you of a loved one or something. It's just, music is so powerful.
Yeah, it really is. I love that track. Is there a song that makes you have an emotional reaction the second you hear it?
Yeah, it's by The Cars. It's from the 80s. It's a song called Drive. And as soon as I hear it, my uncles, they love The Cars. And I would spend a lot of time with my uncles as a kid at my grandmother's house. And as soon as I hear that song, it's this one right here. Who's gonna drive you home? I'm instantly transported back to like my grandmother's house. I see my uncles. One of them has since passed away. And it's just, it's such vivid memories come back. And here's the thing. I love this song so much, but I don't want it to get burnt out. So I've never downloaded it. I've never bought it on iTunes. I just wait for that moment to hear it on the radio. So when I hear it on the radio, I just instantly turn it up. I never go to it on my phone. I wait for myself to stumble upon that song because I never want to get burnt out on the song.
Like when you're supposed to, when you're meant to hear it, it will come on.
Yes.
It's like
yeah.
The universe saying, it is time. It is time. Who's gonna drive
you home? There he is, Uncle Jeff.
And then they're like, tonight. No cars for you. No more cars for you.
Well, that's cool. Hey, you're inside track, being the music director and everything here at the radio station. What do you know about Billie Eilish's new music?
Honestly, this is what I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I'm bringing to you guys. This is what I've heard so far. I haven't heard much else as far as what's going on. But I have a question. Just as someone, and I am asking with all sincerity, I have not heard anything, but I'm like anxiously awaiting Billie Eilish, who's performed at Life is Beautiful like two, possibly three times. Do you know what's going on with Life is Beautiful?
Is it not happening?
I don't. They usually have a lineup announced by now, and I haven't heard anything. And I keep checking their Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm reading the comments, and people are like, is it happening this year? What's going on? And I know you know some people associated with it. I'm like, what's going on? Is it still happening?
I have no idea. I'll text my buddy. Yeah.
Does anybody know? I'm like, that's one festival I look so forward to every year. And I'm like, where's the lineup? What's going on? Does anyone know anything? I should know this stuff, but I haven't heard anything.
Let me text my buddy who was heavily involved with it. And it's so funny. He has the same exact name as my brother-in-law. So I need to make sure I'm texting my buddy and not my brother-in-law. Because my brother-in-law will be like, Life is Beautiful? What are you talking about, man?
He's like, yes, yes, it is, brother-in-law.
Hey, coming up here in 3 minutes, those tickets for you to go see L. King, those are yours. When you win, heads up. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Pauline is playing Heads Up. Good morning, Pauline. You ready to do this?
Hey, my name is Pauline. C-O-L-L-E-N.
I'm so sorry, Colleen. Yes, like the connection, it gets us sometimes. So, Colleen, let's do this. Pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with annual checkup, riding shotgun, or life of the party?
Let's go with annual checkup.
Annual checkup. It is National Doctors Day, was last Saturday. So these are all things that are associated with doctors. Now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
I think I will choose Mercedes.
Okay.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Yeah, you got it, Colleen. Here we go. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to win these tickets to see L. King. And ladies, you start now.
If I'm not feeling well, I am this. I am not healthy. Yes. I might go to this place. If I'm having the baby, I'm going into labor. I have to go to. Yes. This is what they write me a prescription for. They write it for my what?
medication.
Yes. This is, I'm not the doctor. I am the person laying in the bed. I am
the nurse.
No, I'm laying in the bed and I'm being helped.
Oh, patient.
Yes. This is where you go to fill your prescriptions. You take it to a...
the pharmacy.
Yes. I need to be operated on. Therefore, he will be performing this on me.
The surgeon.
Yeah. You got it. Congratulations.
My daughter's in the back seat going, yay!
I love it. I think it's that positive reinforcement they could do every time. So nice job, Colleen. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Colleen, you're all set with those tickets to go see Elle King at the Westgate. That's happening in May. Now, next hour, 7:30, we've got your tickets to go see 21 Pilots. Those are yours when you conquer the Mega Minute. And up next, we have two truths and one lie. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
The game is two truths and a lie.
It's true. So you've heard of it.
Because babies play that at their birthday parties.
Okay, whatever. It's a good game.
Okay, two truths and a lie is on. Can you tell who the liar is here? We want to hear from you. You can call us or you can text us at 702-364-9400. One of us is lying. Two of us are telling you the truth. See if you can figure out who is who. And this week, we start with you, Steph. Go ahead.
Okay, during the pandemic, I started training online to be yoga certified to be a yoga instructor.
Oh. Okay.
Started.
That's a key word.
Yeah, I didn't hear finish in that sentence. Okay, I'm next. Mine is short and sweet. I have never been to the circus. Never been to the circus.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This doesn't include circus, though.
Yeah, circus doesn't count.
No, okay. No.
I mean, like a Barnum and Bailey type situation. Never been.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's on me now. In my phone, I'm looking at it right now. It's a picture of me and Morgan Freeman.
You have a picture of you with Morgan Freeman?
Yes, legendary actor Morgan Freeman. There we are. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, so tell us, who is lying? Can you figure out the liar? 702-364-9400. I like how they're very, like, short, sweet, to the point this week.
Yes.
So let's go around. Steph?
During the pandemic, started training online to be yoga certified to become a yoga instructor.
I have never been to the circus.
And I have a picture of myself and Morgan Freeman in my phone.
Is it Photoshopped?
Look at that made for. We can't expand.
Oh. Okay. 702-364-9400. We want to hear from you. Who is the liar? See if you can figure it out. We'll find out coming up next. I've never seen a diamond. Let me live that fantasy. Mix 94.1, it is two truths and one lie. Two of us are telling you the truth about something. One of us is lying. Can you figure out who the liar is? We want to hear from you right now at 702-364-9400. Just to recap, Steph.
During the pandemic, I started training online to be yoga certified to become an instructor.
And I have never been to the circus. Never been. Just, never, parents never took me, never took my kids, never been to the circus.
And for me, in my phone, I'm looking at it right now, I've got a picture of myself and Morgan Freeman.
Let's talk to Krista. Krista, good morning. Who do you think the liar is?
I think Mercedes is the liar.
Really? Why do you think? Oh, you think it's impossible that I've never been to the circus?
Well, I just think the yoga one during the pandemic makes sense for almost everybody. I think the Morgan Freeman one just feels real to me. And I think that you're so fun-loving and adventurous, Mercedes, you would have checked it out at least once.
Interesting. Well, thanks for the compliment on that. I appreciate it. We're looking at the text lines here. This one says, JC is lying. This one says, short and sweet, Mercedes is lying. Another, Mercedes is lying. She travels a lot, has kids. This one says, Steph, she does not seem like the yoga instructor type. This says, JC, you lie like a rug. And then this one says, it's JC because the way he paused when he was going to say the famous actor is suspicious. And also when he said he could not talk more after the whole Photoshop thing was very suspicious. That is from
Violet. We're pressed on time. That's why.
Very true. Very true.
All right. Let's do the reveal here. Truth teller number one. It's me. I've never been to the circus.
No kidding.
No. My parents never took us. I don't really like places that I think are going to smell, and so I've never gone. I just feel like the circus would smell really bad, and so I've never been to the circus.
Wow.
We got to take you to the circus, a clean one, a new one.
Yeah, a non-smelly circus.
I used to come to the Thomas and Mack every summer. Every June and July was circus time with Thomas and Mack.
All right. Truth teller number two.
Here it is. Me and Morgan Freeman from 2002.
Is it? I can't see it. Is it Photoshop?
No, it's the real deal.
Oh, I got to post it on our Facebook page.
It's the real deal. It was at the premiere of the movie The Sum of All Fears with Ben Affleck, and I met him on the red carpet. So I'll send it to you guys.
Please do.
I met Morgan Freeman. Mm.
That's, wow, the Photoshop thing. I thought we got you on that. So, Steph, you were lying. You did not want to be a yoga instructor?
I did a lot of yoga over the pandemic, but I don't think I could put in the hours. It's like 300 hours you have to do to become a yoga certified instructor. So I'm like, I thought about it for a second. I was like, pass.
You're like, 3 hours? Yes. 300?
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
You know things are getting bad for Diddy when he gets uninvited to the Met Gala.
Ooh.
So Sean Diddy Combs, he's been reportedly uninvited this year after his homes have been raided by federal investigators. They say that he's been removed from the guest list for the event in May, thanks to all this recent drama. And it's actually a big deal because he's usually a fixture at the event. Sources say that the industry is really distancing themselves from him while he combats these accusations of sex trafficking, other federal investigations. He's denied any wrongdoing at this point, but are you seeing all those like resurface videos
that
are popping up now of him and people talking about his infamous parties and, oh my, the things we've seen.
You talking about the Ashton Kutcher one that came out? There's one with Ashton that surfaced from years ago.
I did see something about that. What was it?
The same thing you were just saying right now. Like, hey, what about Diddy's parties? Well, I can't talk about them. Things are wild. Well, I can't tell you that story. As if he's thinking of these wild things that happen, but doesn't want to tell anyone about the parties.
And okay, that's fine. I get it, but they're infamous for a reason. Some shenanigans are happening. Have you ever been to a party that you're like, oh, we don't talk about that?
I'm trying to think.
I mean, yes, the answer is yes.
I've been to some wild parties, but I'm open to talking about any of them. Yeah, nothing like Diddy's. I tell you,
you
that
guys
much.
Did that for my husband's bachelor party. Like, still to this day, I don't exactly know what happened, but all I know is I had to go pick him up because he was so drunk. And so I ask all of you, like, what happened? Oh, it's not my place to say. Like, what the
heck? We drank a lot. We drank a lot that night. Oh my gosh.
We get this phone call, and I'm out with some girlfriends, and someone's like, can you come get Matt? I was like, what? What's wrong? Is he okay? He's not feeling really well. So we go over to our friend's house, and all the guys are sitting out around the pool. You had gone your separate ways at this point. All the guys are sitting around the pool, smoking cigars. I walk out there, and I'm like looking for him. I'm like, where is he? And someone takes his cigar out of his mouth and goes, he's in the bathroom. I was like, oh gosh. So I go in there. There he is over the toilet. Mm-hmm. I get a wet towel. I put it over his head, try to cool him down. I'm like, get in the car. It's so funny. To this day, everyone's like, he just drank a lot. I guess Jaeger was the drink of choice that night.
Yeah, I remember doing Jaeger shots. Because I woke up the next morning. I remember waking up the next morning, and I was in a rough spot. I went to the brew pub at Monte Carlo afterwards. So once, I think, the guys went back to the house, wherever, and I went out to the bar again. Do you remember where we started the night? Like, we were at a strip club.
Yeah, it was some strip club by the Orleans.
Yes, it was. Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. Yes, it was.
I don't know what the name of it was.
Yes. It was like a family room. Oh, my God. Like, the memories are coming back. It was just like a very interesting setup over there. Oh, what was the name of that place? Someone knew someone over there. That's why I think we went there. We had VIP treatment.
The story that Matt tells me is, he goes, I remember someone dancing in front of me and seeing two breasts, and then they turned into four, and then they turned into eight. And after that, I don't remember anything. So, yeah. Not like Diddy's parties, though.
Mercedes, we've said enough about Match Bachelor Party. We've got to move on now.
Okay.
We've got to wrap it up.
Beautiful things that I've got.
That's Benson Boone on Mix 94.1. Always live on the Odyssey app. I just am like obsessed with that song. It's so good.
It's all over. I see all over TikTok and Instagram Reels. I can't get enough of that song. It's so good.
That song. And have you guys heard the new Hozier song?
No.
Oh, man. That is another one that I am currently obsessed with. It is such a smash. It's called Too Sweet. And I don't know, maybe we throw it in at some point.
Heck yeah. Yeah, love your new music.
It's so, so good. Yeah, I'm like obsessed right now. It's 7:03. Is there something that people complain to you about at your job? And it's just like borderline ridiculous. You literally witnessed this firsthand yesterday.
I did. I was at a grocery store, and the certain one I go to, I always go to the cashier that I'm friends with. If she's there, I'll wait in line for her because we always chit-chat and just talk. She's very sweet. And she was working, so I got in line, and there was an older couple in front of me. I noticed they both had masks on, an older couple. And I hear the lady say, the machine's not working. And so I look up. And I'm watching the lady. She pulls her mask down to state her fact even more. Pulls her mask down. And she's talking about the credit card machine. And she goes, the bleeping machine's not working again.
Oh, jeez.
And she had to pull her mask down and use a curse word to make her statement to the clerk that the credit card machine is not working. And the clerk that I'm friends with, she looks at the lady and says, that's because I haven't started checking anything out yet. Once I scan up the first item, then we can accept your charge. But right now, we haven't scanned anything. Oh, well, sometimes this thing never works. She's like, well, you got to wait for the first item to be swiped through in order for you to put your credit card in and start the charging process. It was just a funny exchange. But when I went up to the cashier, she was telling me people complain about it all the time. The thing's not working. So we haven't started swiping your stuff yet. Once we start swiping your stuff, then we can ring you up. It was just so funny to see this whole thing go down.
Signs you know that someone is just looking for something to complain
yes.
about. You know when someone just, you get that vibe, like they're trying to find something as we speak. You see their brain working, like, what can I complain about? And that's just an unhappy person who's ready to take it out on someone else. Is there something that people complain to you about at your job? It's like you can tell they're just looking for something to complain about. Amber, you're a teacher. What is the complaint you hear? I can't wait to hear this.
Okay. So I teach kindergarten, and I have a student who always has untied shoes, always. And one day after school, the child's shoes were untied, and the mother told that it is my responsibility, number one, daughter's shoes at all times when they're untied. And number two, that it is my responsibility to tie her daughter's shoes. It is not her responsibility because I am the teacher.
Wait, you are supposed to teach someone else's child how to tie their shoes?
Correct, correct. So this is an ongoing problem, and she actually even took it all the way up to the principal and complained when I told the mother that I would not tie her shoes.
I feel like teachers get the worst complaints from parents.
I'm sure.
I mean, Amber, you are like truly angels for what you put up with. Are parents constantly like coming to you and just expecting you to basically raise their child and teach them everything?
Oh yes. And it's to the point where I have to be doing the parenting as well. And so, you know, teaching social emotional learning and all of that, it's constant.
Oh.
I just feel like that's more and more my job versus actually teaching children how to read and write.
Wow. Amber, thanks for calling. I'm sorry that you have to deal with that. I mean, you need to teach your kid to do that stuff. And I get it. Like, it's not easy, but you can't put it all on the teacher.
No. And then, yeah, the kid's shoe is untied. It's your responsibility to make sure they're tied the entire time they're in school. You better do that for every kid. That's all I'd be doing all day is tying shoes.
I saw someone last night at my volleyball game tie their shoes, and I like could not believe my eyes. How do you tie your shoes?
I think just the old school fashion.
Okay, way? I like, thought there was like an old school fashion way. I feel like there's the first way that you learn.
Yeah, that's what
which
I. That's
is
how
like
I do
the
it.
Two. Wait, you do it that way? The two bunny ears?
Yeah.
You, as an adult, still tie your shoe with the two bunny ears?
My sneakers? Yeah, I buy bunny ear.
Shut and then, up. And then, I saw a guy doing that last night. I'm like, what are you, 4 years old?
I do. And then
you use the two bunny ears method still?
Bunny ears. But listen.
Wait, not just the one. Like, there's the, okay,
I got bunny ears on my boots.
I know, but you do the one bunny ear and then go wrap it around and then pull it through.
Yeah, there's two, but I never thought it was bunny ears. There's two bunny ears hanging off the side. And then I'll double knot it if I'm running.
No, so do you make, okay. Oh my gosh, this is so fascinating.
So look, can you see it? I mean, see, I'm tying, like, so I got my laces, right?
Yeah.
And so I cross them over.
Yeah.
Bring it down.
Yes.
Okay, and then I make, I guess, a bunny ear?
Just one bunny ear.
One bunny ear.
That's fine. One bunny
but
ear.
But wait, then I loop it around.
Yes.
And I pull.
That's true.
Yeah, so two bunny
That's
ears.
That's the normal way. This guy had two bunny ears, and then he had the two.
Oh, hold on. Stop that song, Adele. Don't say hello yet.
Had the two bunny ears, crossed them together, pulled one of those bunny ears through the other one. That's like how I learned how to tie my shoe when I was 4. And I made a comment. I go, that's like how I originally learned how to tie my shoes. He goes, you wouldn't believe the amount of people that give me a hard time for tying my shoes.
I gotta come see
way.
You do this. We have to put this video. Steph, I gotta get this video for Instagram and ask people to tie their shoes this way. Because I gotta see how you're doing.
I thought
see
it was really cute, but I thought that was only the way that children did it.
I need to step up my shoe tying game and my shoes. It's Mix 94.1.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you ready for it?
On Mix 94.1.
21 Pilots will be here this summer at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, and you'll be at that show because your tickets are coming up in about 5 minutes when you conquer the Mega Minute.
I could really use some advice right now at 702-364-9400. This has happened to me twice in less than a week, and I'm not sure what the protocol is because I'm just sitting here stewing over this, and I don't know what to do. Last week, I get a text in the afternoon, and my phone was on Do Not Disturb, but I did see that I had a text, and I saw who it was from, and I made a note, like, I need to read what the text says. You know how it has that preview, mm-hmm. and so it had something written, but I wasn't really paying attention because I was in the middle of something, and I saw who it was from. And it was actually one of our coworkers.
Okay.
And so I mental note, like when I'm done doing what I'm doing, I'm going to look at that text. So I finished and I went back and I looked at it and it said, so-and-so has unsent the message. And so I'm sitting there like, why did they unsend their message? And if you didn't know, iPhones have that capability. iPhone to iPhone, you can unsend a message. So that's been bothering me like for the past couple of days. Like, what did they want? Why did they send something and then unsend it and didn't follow up? No text after that. Yesterday, same thing happens from a totally different person. And I was actually at the same place and I had my phone on Do Not Disturb. And I see someone sends me a text message and I'm like, mental no, check the text after you're done. And I look and they unsent the message. And I'm like, what is happening? Why are people unsending messages? Would it be rude if you send someone a message, you unsent it, and that person still followed up with you saying like, hey, did you need something? Hey, why'd you unsend that message? Because it literally says that they've unsent the message. What's the protocol on that? What would you do? Have you ever been in that situation?
I was in that situation and I called the person out, but I don't think you can do that in your situation. Because I think if you're going to call the person out, you have to do it immediately. And it was with me and my friend Larry. We were texting back and forth. He was back a couple weeks ago. And so I was looking at my phone because we were going back and forth and I turned away, looked back, and there were two unsent messages. And I just responded, two unsent messages? Like, we had a communication going back and forth. What did you say that you felt like you shouldn't be said in the conversation? And he responded that he felt that his comments were insensitive. That was his response. And so I don't know what
so
he...
So now do you really want to know? Like,
I want to know
what
he wrote. But I think that was acceptable because we were talking back and forth. There was an active text conversation going back and forth where message, all of a sudden he unsent it. It's like we're having a conversation. He retracted his words. So I felt like I was okay in that situation. I don't think you can go back. After a certain time, you're 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes later, I don't think you can go back to that person and say, hey, what did you send me?
What? Someone just texted, maybe it wasn't meant for you. And I thought about that. But then would it still be rude if I followed up and said to them, hey, I saw you unsent me a message. Is everything okay? Is that rude?
Oh, that is nice. Yeah.
Is that nice? Angelica, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I've been on both sides of that card. And it's usually just like a mistake, or at least in my case, I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to send that or whatever. But what about the people that call like at random times, won't leave a voicemail, won't leave a text message? Like, what about those situations? Because that actually happened to me last night in the middle of the night. Someone called and they never messaged me or texted me or anything. So I'm not going to call them back.
So someone you know called you. They didn't leave a message. They didn't text you. They just let it ring and that was it, and no follow-up. So you're sitting there wondering, like, what was so important but you didn't leave a message?
Yeah exactly. Ooh. I'm not gonna call him back if it's not important, right?
I'm torn on that. So sometimes I'll send a follow-up. You did that to me last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was so curious because I was literally in the bathroom when you called me. I was like, I can't answer the phone right now. And JC called me, did not leave a message, did not text me, and I was like, what did he want? What did he want? And so then I sent you a text.
You
I was like, hey, saw you called. Is everything okay? Something like that. And then you pulled the, oh, I can talk to you about it tomorrow. I'm like, no, I want to know right now.
Because I look at that as, for Angelica, I look at that as if I called you, Mercedes, there's no need to leave a message. You'll see that I reached out. And you'll reach back out or I'll try you again. So that's why I didn't leave a voicemail. I'm like, oh, she'll see that I called. And she'll call me back, she'll text me, or just talk about it tomorrow. And I am glad we spoke that night.
Oh, I am glad,
so glad we talked that night.
I am too. Ian, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Yeah, hi, Mercedes. So that actually happened to my friends and I this past weekend. It was my friend's birthday. And one of our friends texted me directly and sent the messages three times. And I missed it because we were having fun. We were at brunch. We were drinking a little. And then so after the party, I looked in my messages. So I called him and I said, hey, what's going on? Why did you unsend three messages? And then he was like, well, I didn't know that you guys were at brunch. And I was like, yes, you are. We were invited at brunch. And I screenshotted the message when I invited him. And then I think you should call a friend out, especially if it's a close friend.
Oh, one's a close friend. One is not a close friend. One's just a coworker. So I might casually mention it next time I see them. Like, hi, saw you unsent something, everything good? But JC, please, like, continue to call me, but yeah, never leave me a voicemail because I guarantee I will not listen
to it.
I will not mess with that.
Who listens to voicemail messages? What is this?
My mom is the only person that leaves me voicemails and the dentist's office to remind me of my appointment. That's it.
The only two people. Here we go. It is now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
Your chance to win tickets to see 21 Pilots.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days.
The Clancy World Tour coming to the MGM Grand Garden Arena in August, and you're going to be there. Just be caller 20, and you get to play the Mega Minute. If you win, you're going to the show. What does it take? You get 60 seconds, and you get 10 questions. And if you can answer all 10 of them in that time, you win the tickets. Sometimes it's pretty hard. We've been having a rough go. We haven't had a Mega Minute winner for a Mega Minute. So
yeah, it's been a while.
We would love to get one today. Call us if you want to play. Caller 20 is in, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. You ready to try to tackle the Mega Minute?
Oh, my gosh. I'm nervous, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. I'm going on record right now saying that we're going to have a winner today.
Oh, gosh. No pressure.
Now, Monica, you have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. You're playing for tickets to see 21 Pilots. If you pass on a question or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
Oklahoma City is the capital of which U.S. state?
Oklahoma.
Yes. What galaxy do we live in?
The Milky Way.
Yes. How many lives are cats said to have?
9.
Yes. What rapper is known for their songs Drop It Like It's Hot and Gin and Juice?
Snoop Dogg.
Yes. If it's 6 p.m. in New York, what time is it in Hawaii?
A pass.
The TV show The Office takes place in what Pennsylvania city?
Oh, my gosh. A pass.
What fast food restaurant introduced the original Chicken McNuggets?
McDonald's?
Yes. What movie is associated with the quote, Mama always said life was like a box of chocolates?
Forrest Gump.
Yes. What is the name of Elvis's wife?
Priscilla.
Yes. What is the name of the kid game where you say, you're it?
Tag.
Yes. What is, if it's 6 p.m. in New York, what time is it in Hawaii?
Oh. I don't know.
That one got me, too. I'll be honest. I guess it's noon. It's 12 p.m. If it's 6 p.m., so they're 6 hours ahead. And then the TV show The Office takes place in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, had to do some time zone calculation on that one.
That was a tough one, Monica. I'm so sorry. Hang on the line. Thank you for trying to conquer the Mega Minute. It claims yet another victim. So that means caller 20 right now, you're going to win these tickets. Tickets to see 21 Pilots when they come to town August 31st, MGM Grand Garden Arena. You want to go? Caller 20 gets the tickets at 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Caitlin Clark and Iowa's 94-87 victory over LSU averaged 12.3 million viewers for ESPN, which is the largest TV audience ever for a women's basketball game in the United States. Like, that, those are crazy numbers. The broadcast actually peaked at 16 million viewers. LSU's 102-85 win in last year's championship game was the previous ESPN record. That drew 9.9 million viewers across ABC and ESPN, too. It was by far the most watched show in primetime on Monday. It more than doubled the audience for the biggest program on the broadcast networks.
That's huge. And it's so neat to see how women's sports is growing and growing and expanding. Our Las Vegas Aces, back-to-back championships. I was just reading the Vegas Thrill. The Federation just added 3 more teams, and the ladies are getting raises next year. This is really cool stuff to see.
Yeah, it is really cool. The ladies are back in town on Monday, mm-hmm. the Vegas Thrill, and it's 80s night.
I saw that.
So, JC, you got to go.
I saw that. I saw one of the girls post about it.
I got an outfit for it, so I'm all ready.
Oh, do you really?
I got a windbreaker, windbreaker, so I'll be good to go for the game on Monday night.
They're playing Atlanta. Yeah, I saw saw that little teaser for it. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And 80s music and everything, I take it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. But Atlanta is the number one team in the league, so.
This is a chance.
It's okay. Everyone's beatable, right?
Heck yeah. Do they still have a chance to make the playoffs for the ladies?
Right now, they're in second to last place, but you just never know. I think they still have 6 games left.
They can get on a run.
Who knows?
They can get on a run.
Who knows? I have faith in them, that's for sure. So what would you do in this situation? You remember Steve-O from Jackass?
Yeah.
So he was on a podcast recently, and he was talking about how he had to turn down a request to be on a different podcast because of the host, and the host refused to do something. It was on Bill Maher's podcast, and Steve-O is 16 years sober, and I guess I've never listened to Bill Maher's podcast. I've never seen video of it. I guess he smokes pot during his podcast and during the interviews. So Steve-O said, "I'd love to come on. Could you just not smoke when I'm on? I'm 16 years sober, and it would kind of be a deal breaker." He says it's really important for him to maintain his sobriety, and he doesn't want to put himself in that position. And Bill Maher said, "Absolutely not. There's no way. I'm not going to do that for you." So he didn't go on. Do you think he should have been considerate and said, "Okay, yeah, we'll not do it," or is it like my show, my rules?
Yeah, I see. I think they're both in the right. I do. I think Steve-O has the right to request that of his host. If they're smoking weed the entire time and he doesn't want to be around it, to say, "Listen, it's going to be a real hard struggle. Please stop smoking." But Bill Maher, I'm like you, I haven't seen his podcast or anything. But if that's his show. And if he wants to say, "You know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to be smoking weed. If you want to come on, great. If not, no worries. We'll grab someone else." We did that with a guest who did not want to talk about something. We wanted to talk about it. They didn't feel comfortable coming on. We're like, "Well, we're going to ask him that question anyway." And we both mutually agreed to not come on the show.
That's in a situation like that. Like I agree. I think that it's his show and he makes the rules. And if you don't want to go on, don't go on. And he didn't go on. So, in the situation that we were in, where it was like the biggest story surrounding that guest. And if you've listened, you know who we're talking about. Because we addressed the whole thing on air. And so, of course, we're going to address it, but we're going to be respectful about it. Just ask a question or two and then move on. Literally, that's it. And there was nothing said to us about addressing that. Not a single word until 5 minutes before the interview. Don't ask about that. It wasn't even like, "Hey, kindly, could you maybe skip over that?" It was, "Do not ask about that." And I think we were like, "Well, you know, that's probably the biggest story surrounding them right now. And no, you're not going to tell us. We're going to ask about it." And then they were like, "Okay, then we're not going to come on." And that was their right.
And it's a mutual agreement.
Yeah.
There's something. Can we see who it was? There's something that happened with that person that I want to bring up, but can we talk about that guest?
I mean, we've talked about it already, so I don't see why not.
It's Joe Coy's we're talking about, and we have nothing but love for Joe Coy. Here's something that I didn't understand. So Joe Coy got so much heat after, what did he host? The Emmys, I think it was. For those Taylor Swift jokes about her being...
Golden Globes.
He got heat for making the Taylor Swift joke about her being shown on the football, at the games, on the TV all the time. People like, "It's tired. Why would you bring that up?" He got a lot of heat for that joke. I was watching the Oscars, and Jimmy Kimmel does a whole roast of Robert Downey Jr. about his drug addiction and hookers and everything else. And it's like, he didn't get heat over that. Why does Joe Coy get heat for a Taylor Swift football joke, but Jimmy Kimmel can go on and start ribbing and roasting Robert Downey Jr. over drugs and hookers, and no one has an issue with that?
I thought I saw some negative feedback on that, where people were like, "That was really crossing the line, those kind of jokes." I thought I saw some heat on that, but maybe it wasn't as much because Robert Downey Jr. laughed about it. I don't know.
He was rolling with the punches, yeah.
I agree. I think that was like, why are you bringing that up? And that's not even funny. Now we're laughing at his past addictions and stuff.
I thought it was odd, too, because it was laughing at his addictions, too. That was like 30 years, 20 years ago. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
In his life.
That goes back to like not condoning what Will Smith did, but really, Chris Rock making a G.I. Jane reference? What even is G.I. Jane? How many people know what G.I. Jane is? I'm sure a few of you do, but it's like, Why are you bringing up that movie? It's 2023 or whatever, 2022, whatever year that was.
We overlooked that. Like,
I know.
G.I. Jane. What? It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning, always live on the Odyssey app. Did you see Luke Combs put out his set list for his upcoming tour? Picture of it this week. And it was Fast Car 25 times. He also did it on Monday, so it was a people Fool's Day joke. I was like, so he's just going to sing Fast Car 25 times when he goes on tour?
I was going to say, he's opening with Fast Car and closing with Fast Car. I'd be down with that. I love that version.
It is 8:02. Guys, this is something that it bothers me. It bothers me a lot. And I'm going to ask you two, as pet owners, I used to have dogs. I no longer have dogs. They passed away and we have not gotten new dogs. But I see this a lot and it really bothers me. And maybe I'm overreacting. How does everyone else feel? Dog owners that drive with their dogs in their laps. I saw this the other day. They had their driver's side open. The dog was on their lap, sticking his head out the door. Cute as could be. The cutest little puppy I've ever seen. But the first thing that runs through my mind is, what if you, God forbid, are in an accident? That dog has no kind of restraint, is going to go flying out the window, or worse. I mean, it's just, I don't understand it. And then I saw that something like 13% of dog owners say they do let their dogs sit on their lap with them while driving. And as a dog owner, I divert to you guys and anyone listening right now at 702-364-9400. Don't you think that's dangerous? I hear so many people comparing their dogs to their babies. They are like my children. Would you drive with your child in your lap while you're driving? How is that different? Am I overreacting? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
We used to do that. We used to do that all the time with Lily, our first Chihuahua, and then we had Zoe, and then we got Jax, who's an Australian cattle dog. He would start in the back seat, and let's say we were doing our road trip to Wyoming. That's a 10-hour drive up there. He would stay in the back seat, eventually make his way up to the front. He would crawl up to the front seat and try to get on my lap, and then he'd sit on Laura's lap. And then I had a conversation with a buddy of mine who works in the car business, whose daughter was in a really bad car accident, and her dog had a doggy seatbelt. And her life was saved because of her seatbelt, and her dog's life was saved because of her seatbelt, the doggy seatbelt. He was also telling me, if that dog didn't have a seatbelt, bad things would happen to the dog, and also bad things could happen to his daughter. The dog could have hit her or something. So ever since then, we bought two doggy seatbelts. We've had them for a couple years now, and they are game changers. I swear by the doggy seatbelt.
I just feel like if you love your animal so much, shouldn't you keep them restrained?
Yes.
Just to prevent any sort of an injury. Steph, I want to know your take on that in just a second, but let's talk to Roma really quick. Roma, good morning. What do you think? Roma?
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
I'm here.
Hey, good morning. What do you think? Dogs in your lap while you're driving, are you okay with it or are you against it?
Oh, no, I'm totally okay for it. For me, I mean, my dog, she is amazing. She actually is like my emotional support dog. So she goes with me everywhere I go. And I always have her on my lap. You know, of course, you know, she likes to stick her little head out the window and kind of look so like, you know, enjoy the moment with me while I'm driving. So, yeah, she sits on my lap. And, you know, she's, I mean, I'm careful. I'm not going to go on the freeway, you know, and have her, you know, with the window open, sticking her head out the window. Of course not. You know, I'm safer than that. But when it comes to her, I mean, we and her are besties. I mean, we eat together, sleep together, even work together because I work from home. So she gets to sit next to me while I'm working. But yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, if you're careful and you're not like speeding down the street and she sits in your lap, why not? I mean, she's my emotional support dog, and that's why I do it. I love her, and she makes me happy, and I feel that I make her happy when we're together like that. So, yes, we do travel together.
And I can totally hear, like, the love you have for her in your voice, and I love that. But do you, like, don't you love her so much that you would want her to be safe? And I understand you're careful, but sometimes you can't control your surroundings and the people around you, and God forbid some idiot hits you and you're holding your dog and something happens. Like, is that something that you ever think about?
I do. I think about that all the time. I'm very careful when it comes to Nala. She always is with me. But, I mean, think about it. You could be walking down the street, walking your dog, and hit by a car. So anything can happen at any time. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm not taking her on the freeway with the window open. But, yeah, I get what you're saying. But that can happen at any time. You can be walking there. You can go to the dog park and, you know, something can happen. You can be walking down the street and be hit by a car. So, I mean, if we think about what could happen, we're never going to enjoy life. And I love to have her with me.
Roma, I used to do it, but then I stopped because I realized how bad it was a couple years ago. Even just if something pops out in front of you, not even a car accident, but you got to hit your brakes really hard. Your dog can go flying. That doesn't concern you or the distraction factor. All of a sudden, the dog just starts turning on your lap and you can't focus on the wheel and where you're going.
No, I get it. I understand. It does concern me, but like again, she's tiny. She sits on my lap. You know, she's cuddled with me. We're close together. I mean, I could probably consider restraining her, but that's not what she wants to do. She wants to sit on my lap.
Roma, thank you for calling. I definitely don't agree with you, but yeah, that's I appreciate your perspective. Jennifer, good morning. What do you think?
Hi. So yes, I definitely think that dogs should be in their doggy seat belts. Something happened to me a couple weeks ago where we were driving down just a regular road. The dog's head was sticking out of the window on a person's lap, came flying out of the window right in front of my car. It scared the crap out of me.
Oh my gosh.
And I had to swerve. Luckily, the dog was fine. She just kind of flailed and like rolled on the street, but yes, you need to restrain your dogs when you're driving with them.
I agree. Just like because you love the dog so much. Jennifer, thank you for calling. I think we're getting a bunch of feedback. I think maybe we come back. Let's talk to Rachel when we come back. Rachel's on the line and she was in a car accident with her dog in the car. We're going to find out what happened, and we want to know what you guys think. 702-364-9400.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, those tickets for you to go see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx.
We're talking about driving with your dogs in the car and how so many people drive with like their animals in their lap. We've heard from a couple of people who swear by it, say it's totally fine. Rachel, we've been waiting to talk to you. Thanks for hanging in there. What happened to you?
Well, good morning. I would say probably like 2022. I have a little 5-pound Chihuahua. He always sits on my lap in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat. And we were going out for a family boba. And we decided, you know what? He's going to go in his car seat. He went in his little car seat, restrained. And half a mile down the road, we got a green light going through the intersection, got hit by a lady that ran the red light. The little Chihuahua was so shook up. I'm just happy he stayed in his car seat because the front was in a really bad condition.
Could you imagine if he was in your lap while driving? I mean, I just...
Honestly, I probably would have squashed him.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, just the thought of it. And again, I go back to so many people feel like their animals, their pets are their children. And who would drive with their child sitting in their lap? I think you have to take it just as seriously.
Yeah. Ever since then, I just always put my little Chihuahua in his car seat. And then my big Husky, he gets a seatbelt restraint.
Yeah. Could you imagine a Husky in your lap driving? Oh, dang.
He's actually driving the car.
Yeah. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Let's talk to Lorraine. Hi, Lorraine. What do you think?
Hi, real quick. All I was doing was coming out of my driveway, going down my block at 20 miles an hour. And thank God I had my dog restrained in the back seat, because when the lady pulled out and there was no time to stop, my dog went flying into the back seat. you know, head the front seat headrest and back into his carrier. So, you know, it saved my dog's life. And I see both sides of it because my husband puts him in his lap while he's driving. And I have total anxiety attack when he does that and we get in a fight. And
after that situation, does your husband have a different perspective on it?
He does, and he tries to do it, and I'm like, yeah. I remind him, and he goes, you're right.
Sure, it's a little argument there, but she's right.
But it shouldn't be an argument.
No, it shouldn't be.
I don't understand. Steph, okay, with Momo, what do you guys do when it comes to driving with Momo?
Oh, my gosh, just like that listener. James, he loves to have Momo riding on his lap while driving, and they're safe, and Momo loves sitting on James's lap, sticking his head out the window, and he looks so happy. I've had some fights with James about this, that I need Momo in the back seat. He has a seatbelt. He just never uses it. But I'm like listening to these stories, and I'm listening to, you know, dogs dying from their airbags from car accidents. And I'm really going to have a serious talk with James when he's off work and being like, hey, I cannot imagine if anything happens to Momo while driving, even just pulling out of our apartment complex, how would we feel if something happened to him? So thank you all for all your guys' input on this, because I'm really hoping, I'm going to send him this audio so that he can listen. And I think James, after he listens and he hears other sides of the story, that he would agree.
Like sometimes you won't listen to your own spouse, but if strangers tell you, now you want to listen.
Right, absolutely. That's what it takes, and I don't care.
We've got those tickets for you to see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx acoustic coming up here right after the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Marie, or caller 20, you ready to play Heads Up?
I am.
All right, let's do it. Rick Springfield, Richard Marx tickets up for grabs. Pick a category. Do you want to go with MapQuest, college basketball, or sous chef?
Let's do sous chef.
Sous chef it is. National Bake Week is this week. These are all things that are associated with cooking, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's pick you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Marie, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx, and you start now.
If you are making some soup, you would put a pan on the what?
Stove.
Yes. There's like canola, coconut, vegetable.
Oil.
Oh, yes. There is, if you're making pancakes, you would probably use one of these to flip them over.
A spatula.
Yes. When you're cooking, you usually wear one of these so you don't get your clothes dirty. You put this on.
Oh, my God, an apron.
Yes. This is when you're making meat and you want to make sure it's flavorful, sometimes you'll do this overnight. You'll put it in a liquid and it's a...
A brine?
Not a brine, but you a teriyaki type of one of these.
Sauce?
Let's pass. If you know you're going to have something frozen to eat today, you might take it out of the freezer so it will do this. Another word, like it stays cold. Yes. If you go out to eat, you're going to a what?
A restaurant.
Yes, she got it. She got
yes,
it.
Yes, she did.
Yes, you got
did.
It. Congratulations, Marie.
Whoa.
Just by the skin of your teeth. Congrats.
Whoa, that was so close. Marie, that was amazing. Buzzer beater right there.
Marie, you know the word that we got stuck on? It was marinate.
Oh.
But it doesn't matter. You got it. Congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Tickets to go see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx. This is an acoustic show on Saturday, August 17th at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms. And we'll have your tickets to go see Rick and Richard tomorrow morning right around 8:25. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, always live on the Odyssey app. Have you guys ever heard of Casa Grande Ruins National Monument in Arizona?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so if this is on your road trip list this year, places to go, you're going to have to skip it for now. They're closing the whole like picnic area of this national monument up until April 30th. Because they say it's due to the density of this invasive winter weed called the stink net. And it's just like you would think with a name like that. It stinks. It's really smelly, so bad that they have to close down this area because it can actually cause breathing problems.
Oh, gosh.
It can cause rashes on your skin. They're like the people are practically begging people who come across this weed not to step on them, because if you step on them, it spreads the seeds even further.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So have you heard of this thing, the stink net, before?
First time hearing it. Have you been? What's a spot that's ever been a vacation spot that's overrated?
Why do you think Arizona when you think of overrated?
I don't know. I think Arizona is awesome. I love a good road trip down to Arizona. But is that an overrated vacation spot or overrated road trip?
Well, one of the most overrated places I've ever been was in Arizona. No offense, but it was also in New Mexico and Utah and Colorado. It's four corners. I don't know why my dad made us go there. We're in four states. Woo! And like, I just don't understand why that was a thing. And my dad, bless his heart, it was so excited to take us there, and we all got pictures. But then we found out years later that they were kind of off
on the
border where they have it marked there. So we were probably just standing in Utah, but we thought we were in all four states. It's just really overrated.
Ringing Rocks in Pennsylvania.
Ringing Rocks?
Ringing Rocks. It's a field of rocks. We went there as a kid. What makes them so special is that you can take a piece of metal and you can bang on it and it makes this really cool ringing sound. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. And people play the rocks.
Is this specifically like this type of rock that rings? Like, wouldn't you, if you played on any rock, wouldn't it make a ringing sound?
Possibly, yeah. I think, but these are special rocks. There's something about it. It's called Ringing Rocks in Pennsylvania. And I felt like we were driving. I was a kid when we went there. I felt like we were driving for 15 hours. It was the longest road trip ever. And then we get there, and it's a sea of rocks. I'm like, cool, these are rocks. And then we go to bang on the rocks. No one brought the metal. Like, Mom, you got the spoons? Oh, we didn't have spoons. We had nothing to bang on the rocks. It was the worst road trip ever.
You don't travel with just random spoons to bang on rocks?
No.
So what are you thinking?
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Did you see Lizzo's comments about how she quits? She says, I quit.
She didn't say what, though? Just she said, I quit?
Yeah, now she is coming back and clarifying that she's not quitting music. Last week, she seemed like she was just over it because of all the negativity that she felt was coming her way from social media. She wrote, quote, I quit. Now we know what that means. Yesterday, she posted a video to clarify her comments. The only thing she says she's quitting is giving attention to negative energy in her life. That's what she's quitting. She says, what I'm not going to quit is the joy of my life, which is making music and connecting to people. In no way, shape, or form am I the only person experiencing that negative voice that's louder than the positive. If I can give just one person the inspiration or motivation to stand up for themselves and say they quit letting negative people or negative comments win, then she says she's done more than she could have hoped for. So she's just going to keep moving forward and being herself. She's not quitting music. So all the Lizzo fans can rejoice in that.
She's still doing her thing. You can kind of spark something. It's so funny, like your internal monologue and some of the negative thoughts that we think and things we say about ourselves internally, at least for me. If I were to take that internal voice that I have at times and pull it out and put it next to me, it's an actual person. I would not want to be friends with that person at times. Man, you're mean. Why do you think that way all the time? I don't like you.
Yeah, like if someone says something mean to me, like if my kid says something mean to me, I'm like, do you think you can hurt me? what I say to myself is way worse than what you could ever say to me. That's just not going to hurt me. I am way meaner to me than you can be. So
that's all you got. Meet internal me coming down on me.
I am way worse than you.
It is so true.
Don't even worry about it. Let's see what else is going on this morning. Oh, people are getting upset about Costco. They're making a change to one of their staples and people are not happy about it. They're very popular. I know you're not a member. Steph, you're still a Costco member, right?
Oh, loyal Costco member
here. Okay, brace yourself. Are you ready?
No.
They're making a change to their rotisserie chicken.
What?
Do you ever buy their rotisserie
chicken? $5 in the back?
It's the best,
It's the best. You can make it with salads. Oh, it's I love the rotisserie.
So the chicken itself is staying the same. It's the way it's packaged. In the past, they're in that hard plastic shell, but they're changing that. They say the chicken's now going to come in a plastic bag. And a lot of people are really upset about this because they say that this chicken in a bag is prone to leaks. They say the bag gets really greasy when they put it in their cart. I guess in Canada, they've been doing that for years, and they've survived somehow. I don't know how.
Albertsons does the bag.
Do they do the bag?
Yeah, they got the bag. Yeah, bag is fine.
Oh, okay. I'm getting upset. First, when you say it, I'm initially upset. I'm like, I cannot have my rotisserie chicken from Costco in a bag. I actually get the plastic, and I already wrap it in a bag in itself. I'm not going to double bag it, but I'm thinking about what you're saying, JC. Albertsons and all these grocery stores already have rotisserie chickens in a bag. They're already out there. So for me, it's the change at first. No, but I think I could get behind this.
Yeah, it sounds like it's more environmentally conscious to do something like that. I will say the first thing I do is I take it out of the hard plastic shell and I put it in a Ziploc. And that's how you debone it. Did you guys see that? I learned this on TikTok. It's crazy what you learn on TikTok. You stick your rotisserie chicken in a big, gigantic Ziploc bag, and then you start massaging it, and all the meat comes off the bone. You just literally pull out the bone carcass, and now you have your deboned chicken. Yeah, it's crazy. It happens so fast.
I have rubber gloves in my house that I use for things, and I put them on, and that's how I would like debone. I would just sit there with my hands and start pulling it apart.
I would do the same thing, but I would do it with my bare hands, and I've had like scalding burn marks all over me. And then I saw that, and I was like, wow, what a great hack. By the way, you use rubber gloves to debone your chicken. Are these the same rubber gloves you're using to like wash your dishes
disposable.
And clean your toilet?
Disposable.
Oh,
disposable
thank
rubber gloves, yes.
Oh my God.
No.
Is that the blue nitrile ones that stink?
Yeah, no, they don't
chicken.
Stink. They don't smell. They don't smell
they
at
stink.
All.
They stink. Uh-uh.
They do.
You're used to the smell, JC.
I can't smell things.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's probably why.
Mm-mm, now your chicken has nitrile all over it.
Yeah, why? This chicken is really rubbery. Like literally. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, always live on the Odyssey app. Hey, were you guys thumb suckers when you were little? Did you have a problem sucking on your thumb by chance?
Not that I know of. I don't remember it, nor were my parents ever talking about me sucking on my thumb. I didn't do it. Did you?
I did not. My brother did. He had this thing where he would suck on his thumb and have his blanket at the same time, and his blanket would be like partially on his thumb. So he'd like suck on his thumb and blanket all at the same time. It was a lot.
He reminds me of Penis character.
Yeah, he was like Linus. Yeah. He was literally
Linus
like Linus.
Your brother.
Yeah, that was a whole thing, and they had to convince him to stop sucking on his thumb because they kept telling him he would get buck teeth if he did that.
I've heard that. Yeah, he mess your teeth up. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So a girlfriend of mine was asking me about this yesterday. Her little baby. He's not little baby. He's like 3-4 years old, I guess. And he keeps sucking on his thumb. And she was asking what my parents did to like discourage that. And I think that it was just the threat that it was going to mess up his teeth that it was. But I had mentioned that I had heard, and I didn't recommend this at all, but I've heard people saying to put hot sauce on your kid's thumb and that'll get them to stop real fast. And she goes, you know what? You're like the second person to tell me that. And I was like, I think that was like, you know how certain forms of punishment or child rearing were acceptable at one point, but now would really be looked down upon. I think it was one of those things that maybe back in the day that parents did that, but now it would not be acceptable.
How do you execute that? If let's say you did want to do that, the kid comes home from school, whatever, and you grab his thumb and douse that hot sauce on it, and they kind of dry it up a little bit, and then they eventually put their thumb in and gets
and then it
when
gets
they see
hot,
you sucking
and then
on it,
they never want to do it again.
Yeah,
I don't know. Is there a punishment or a lesson your parent taught you that would not fly today? Like, in today's day and age, no way would that fly today. 702-364-9400. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, is there a punishment that you face that wouldn't fly today?
So I haven't, but my cousin's kids, what they do because they don't believe in spanking is they actually take their kids, put them against the wall with their hands up facing it until they beg for mercy. I mean, what's more punishment than like that? I mean, compared to a wall sit, you know you're going to give up.
Oh, my gosh. I think I saw a TikTok where a mom was punishing her son for bullying at school, and she did that to him. And he's begging her. He's like, Mom, please, can I pull my arms out? She's like, nope, we got to stop bullying people. Yeah, I mean, that, I think that that's somewhat acceptable.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, yeah.
Sonia, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
We're great, what's going on?
My daughter sucked her thumb until she was like 5 years old. I was really nervous because I thought it would take forever, but I got the nail polish, and honestly, less than a week.
Wait,
it was done.
You put nail polish on her?
There's this special nail polish that you can get, and it has like a very bitter, nasty taste, but it's exactly for like people who bite their nails.
Okay,
or,
so it's not like OPI and you're like making your kid ingest nail polish.
Is that like the bitter apple spray they have for dogs? There's a bitter apple spray you can get. So if your dog is chewing on something or licks something you don't want them to lick, you spray the bitter apple spray on it and the dog is supposed to stop licking it. Is it the same thing?
I suppose so, because it was super bitter. And it's specifically for like thumb suckers and people who bite their nails.
I see it on Amazon. It says Mavala Stop for nail biting and thumb sucking. And it's got a 4.5-star review.
Try Tuesday. Let's see how bitter it is.
Seriously, let's read some of these ratings. Works amazing. Broke me from my habit within a week. I highly recommend this. It works. It works. It works. My boy had been chewing his nails forever. Let's find a bad review.
Well, I like the first person, though. It was their bad habits. They had the strength and willpower to grab the spray and spray it on their own thumbs so they stopped sucking it.
Yeah, like that's when you know you have a problem. The top critical review. Don't get it. All caps. My son got a reaction within 3 days. Now I'm taking him to the doctor. Please don't.
Well, maybe we'll stop sucking his thumbs because he thinks that reaction came from sucking on his thumbs.
Oh, yeah. It's like, see, now we have to go to the doctor all because of your thumb sucking.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Wednesday. Thanks so much for being here. If you missed anything, don't forget to download our podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. Also, make sure you download the Odyssey app. It is free. Not only can you listen 24/7 for free, but you can actually win prizes by listening. Right now, you can win Justin Timberlake tickets. You get an entry per hour that you're listening. So it's super easy to be rewarded just for doing something you're already doing. Download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. We are headed out. J-Love on the way next. But right now it's time for the line of the day.
The rules of a bachelor party are much like Fight Club. You don't talk about bachelor parties.
You guys did that for my husband's bachelor party. Like, still to this day, I don't exactly know what happened. But all I know is I had to go pick him up because he was so drunk. And so I ask all of you, like, what happened? Oh, it's not my place to say. Like, what the
heck? We drank a lot that night. Oh, my gosh. That's all you get.
Yeah. One of these days, one of you will spill it, I'm sure.
I'm just trying to think where we went. A place by the Orleans.
It was obviously pretty forgettable. Either it was the alcohol or wasn't that good.
I think
good.
It was the alcohol. Oh, okay. A lot of alcohol. That'll do it for show number 2032 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3x a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.